Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to Palm Tree Talks, the podcast where we delve into the realms of human design, mindset, and stress reduction. I'm your host, Astrid, and in each episode, I explore different aspects of our unique energy blueprints to help you live with more ease and flow. Today, I'm focusing on a manifestor type, one of the four aura types of the human design system. But before we deep dive into manifestors, let's take a moment to recap the four main types of the human design system. Human design categorizes individuals into four aura types, each with a distinct energy blueprint. Manifestors, generators, projectors, and reflectors. Understanding your type can unlock valuable insights about how you operate in the world and how you can navigate life with greater ease and alignment. Manifestors are the initiators. They are the kings and queens of the old world, the rulers, the powerful leaders. About 8% of the world's population is a manifestor, according to the statistics of the Jovian Archive database. Manifestors have an inherent power to bring new ideas and creations into the world. They possess a vibrant energy that can move mountains when aligned with their true nature. However, they are not for everyone. They are here to create change and disrupt the status quo. Generators, with approximately 70% the largest type in the human design system, are the doers and the life force energy. Generators and manifesting generators both have their sacral defined and fall under the same aura type. They have a sustainable source of energy within them, allowing them to engage with activities that light them up and bring them joy. Generators thrive when they follow their passions and respond to the opportunities that life presents. 21% of the world population are projectors, and these are the guides and advisors according to the human design system. They have a deep understanding of others and an innate ability to see and recognize the gifts and potentials of those around them. It's like they can see right through you. Projectors excel when they wait for the invitation, allowing others to recognize and value their wisdom and guidance. Reflectors, with 1% of the world population the rarest type, are the mirrors of society. They have a unique ability to reflect the energy of the environment and the people they interact with. Reflectors are highly sensitive and can offer valuable insights into the collective well-being. Their journey lies in finding environments and relationships that nurture and support their well-being. A side note here is an order. A type is not a label, and everybody has a unique combination of their energetic definition. Human design is not about putting people in certain boxes. But generally speaking, there are really distinct differences between these four aura groups. In live human design workshops, you can practice with the different energy types and feel the difference in the group dynamics, with different exercises designed to bring out those energetic differences. Human design can be a lot of mental information, but it's the real-life experiences and the connection to what are you feeling, and not only what are you thinking, that brings out the magic of embracing your unique design. Now, let's focus our attention on manifestors and explore the fascinating aspects of this type. Manifestors are like jet fighters. Their power sometimes goes faster than sound, a tremendous display of strength that others may envy or fear. But their power, however misunderstood by others, is precisely their strength. Manifestors are not for everyone. They're here to create change. If manifestors have a pulse of energy in their heart, they are able to achieve their goals and create something fantastic that pleases the entire environment. How cool is that? In an ideal world, the reflectors, or evaluators, act as the canary in the coal mine. They help determine if the world is ready for change. So the manifestors look at the reflectors to see if the world is in need of change. From childhood, manifestors have a desire for freedom. "I want to do it myself" is a phrase that many manifestor children use frequently. Parents often struggle to know how to handle such free-spirited toddlers. Conditioning, especially in the first 7 years of our lives, plays a significant role. We quickly learn from our parents, siblings, and teachers what is considered right or wrong. Manifested children are often taught that they should not be there, that they are too much or demand too much attention. This conditioning can lead to frustration and, above all, a lot of anger and a lot of suppressed anger. And this brings me to the not-self theme of a manifestor, and that is anger. This anger often stems from situations where manifestors try to act like another energy type or feel compelled to conform to societal expectations and norms. When a manifestor doesn't feel free, there's a lot of suppressed anger, and at some point in their life, that comes to a boiling point. So what happens often as a survival mechanism is that the manifestors learn to be a pleaser, or they work a lot and try to mimic being a generator. They are somebody that they're actually not. They put on a mask and try to fit in with the norm. A lot of people feel trapped in that sense. Perhaps they experience a burnout or hit a wall of sorts. It's only when you truly learn to understand your urges of your power, your strategy, and authority that a manifestor can let go of all that build-up anger. Stepping into one's own power and embracing the ability to set boundaries is crucial for manifestors. It's not about permission here. It's about informing. Letting go of the past conditioning and giving oneself permission to create change is essential. This is truly about self-love and self-acceptance. Manifestors possess a powerful aura that can be both influential and repelling. And that textbook word can have a deep impact when you first hear it. I once had a conversation with a manifestor and she literally asked me, "Am I repelling to you?" It made her unsure of herself and she struggled immensely with this verdict of being repelling. And no, she was not repelling. At least not to me. I kind of really wanted to be around her. I was really drawn to her. And according to me, that is my interpretation of the word. To some people, the manifestor is a hard, "Nope, not for me." While others are really drawn to the manifestor and actually work really well together in this partnership between the manifestor and the generator. So, don't take the word repelling too literally. See it more as a very clear, you're not going to befriend everyone, but only the ones that are the right kind of persons for you. With a generator, everybody can come into the bubble. I'm a generator myself, so that's why I'm speaking from a generator point of view. There's no protection here, everybody can just step in. But with manifestors, they have kind of a natural layer of protection, so not everyone can enter their powerful bubble. It's not something negative. It's just an unconscious selective tool from Mother Nature to protect what needs to be protected. Those allowed to the inner circle find protection with the manifestor, who becomes the queen or king of their community. However, manifestors are not for everyone. And those who will find the energy too powerful will naturally step aside, allowing them to pass. I was just at a Bruce Springsteen concert, and I'm sure you will recognize this example. In a crowd, there are certain people that will wade through a crowd, and without you knowing why, you step away and let them pass as they elegantly move through the crowd. While for others, there is no way that you're going to step even 1 inch to the side. And that's the power of the manifestor. It's all on an unconscious level. But remember, 95% of our behavior is all unconscious. Manifestors operate in urges rather than having an exhaustible flow of energy like a generator. When you look at a human design chart, you can recognize a manifestor when the sacral center is undefined and there's a connection between the throat center and a motor center. So there's a direct connection between the throat and the solar plexus center or the heart center. Or there is an indirect connection between the throat and the root. If the sacral center is defined and there's a connection between the throat and a motor center, you're dealing with a manifesting generator, and we spoke about them in episode 5 of this podcast. Especially if the heart center is defined, it gives a pulsating energy to one's heart desires. It's not a constant motor like a sacral center. And when a manifestor experiences an urge, they have the ability to move mountains and create significant shifts in the landscape. They are the inventors of new things and they create change. But they don't have the energy to do it all alone. No, they make the first move and then leave it to the generators to build on their ideas. Think about the Wright brothers, for example. That these two bicycle salesmen from Dayton, Ohio were the first people to fly is as astonishing today as it was over a century ago, when the Wright brothers soared above the crowds at public exhibitions in the United States and France. They invented aviation. But they didn't build the airlines and all the systems that make it possible now for you to fly to another destination in a couple of hours. That is the work of lots of generators and projectors who contributed to the aviation industry over the last century. But the Wright brothers, they manifested the change. They created the first plane and showed the world that it could be done. To explain how a manifestor works and operates and what their strategy is, I use this metaphor for my coaching clients. A manifestor is like a bulldozer. It is so powerful that it is causing a gossip stir by the residents when a bulldozer enters a residential community. Everybody opens their door and wants to know what's going on. Why is there a bulldozer in the streets? Are you a threat? What are you doing here? It's only after the residents are informed that the bulldozer is here to make a new street that the residents go back to their normal routines. Okay, do your thing. And now that we got this hurdle out of the way, the bulldozer can actually get to work and lay the foundation for a new street. It breaks new ground, it changes the landscape, and it creates something new. And when the first step has been successful, then the job is done for the bulldozer. Tomorrow, the group of construction workers come to finish what the bulldozer had initiated. The bulldozer can now take a rest until the next urge for change is necessary. Because a bulldozer doesn't go on and on and on and on and on. Nope. If you overheat the motor, it's not going to do anything anymore. What you also might have picked up from this story is that the general public is not really looking for change. New things are feared because it brings them out of their comfort zone. And people like the status quo, while the manifestor feels the urge to change the status quo. If the manifestor tells their audience what he or she is doing, then the freedom is gained to get to work. It's not asking for permission. The manifestor doesn't need permission from others. It's more like a FYI, for your information. And that goes both ways. If you have a manifestor in your environment, they will thrive on being informed. Remember, manifestors are meant to operate in their unique way, aligned with their design. By listening to and honoring the inner truths, they can navigate life with more ease and flow. and that goes for everyone. And that wraps up today's episode on manifestors in the human design system. I hope you found this exploration helpful in the understanding of the unique qualities and challenges of being a manifestor. And join us next time as we continue to delve into the fascinating world of human design. Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me while listening to this episode of the Balm 3 Talks podcast. Did you find it interesting and want to learn more about stress reduction, mindset, and human design? Be sure to check out the free resources at balm3moments.com. Do you have any questions for the podcast? As a sacral 5-1 generator, I love to respond to your questions. Send me a voice message or DM to my Instagram account at balm3.moments. And your question might end up in an episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. It really helps to get the word out to other people who might benefit from experiencing less stress and live a life with more flow and self-love. Have a happy morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever in the world you're listening from. And until next time.